Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
The foundations of the United States have been destroyed. What must the righteous do? This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com, two N's on Hagman. HagmanReport.com for all your video and audio needs. There you can find all of the links, including to the newly launched Galileo operating system information delivery system, along with the item that gives you that information, and that's a satellite phone at the satellite phone store. Two different, distinctly different things. That's satellite phone store and Galileo. Click on both links, find out what they're all about, and I'll tell you something. It's going to be your lifeline in the coming days. Again, the foundations of the United States have been destroyed. What must the righteous do? That is the topic of the day. With me is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Before I get to Steve, two things real quick. I just want to thank everyone who's purchased In the Dark of Night. It's trending at about a 4.8 on Amazon and 10 countries, thousands of copies. In the Dark of Night, Blood of the Innocent. Check it out right there on your screen on Amazon. It's got about 100, like I said, 100 ratings, averaging about a 4.8 rating and review from verified purchasers. Hey, if you read it, give it a rating, an honest rating, and write your review. And also, if you'd like a signed copy or an inscribed copy, just go to HagmanStore.com. Remember, two N's on Hagman, HagmanStore.com. All right, yesterday, if you didn't catch the show yesterday, an extremely important show, the first hour, I laid out the crimes that are taking place that will lead us into complete subjugation. And this destruction of the United States and the West that we're going to be talking about today with Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, I'm telling you right now, it was the perfect foundation for what we're going to be talking about today. So go back and listen and watch the first hour from yesterday. It's got some great video clips in there, kind of ties some things together. Very quickly as well, speaking of tying things together, your lifeline right now, your lifeline for communications, information delivery, because everything's being censored, is a satellite phone store for a satellite phone, and then the add-on information delivery system, communications system, is Galileo. Both links are on stevequayle.com as well as HagmanReport.com. Two distinctly different things. However, they are paired together for your way to circumvent and actually beat the censors. Stay ahead of the game as well.
Lifelines. And right now, Galileo is in beta mode.
That's right.
But I think what they say, mid-August?
Beginning from any time from August 1st to August 20th.
Yes. So yeah. Those 100 seats that we talked about are full. So yeah. You have to wait till then to...
And I believe they were full like 15 minutes after our program aired the night before last. So thank you, listeners and viewers, for really stepping up and being part of the beta program for this. You're going to be rewarded, of course, by a free month of Galileo service once it goes live. Thank you, Eric the Tech. I appreciate that. Very quickly as well, in addition to the first hour yesterday, words coming out, go to basedunderground.com. Bill Gates funded the creation of a vaccine passport tracking system long before the coronavirus pandemic. Well, guess what? Third world, doggone third world countries, they just can't, medical records, vaccine records, they just get lost. They're not there. So what did MIT do? Bill Gates Foundation, what did they do? They created this. Oh, wait a second. Isn't this a conspiracy theory? No, it's not. See, in December 2019, there was a news release by MIT, and the researchers there said, look, we got this really cool way of making sure that you don't, especially the poor people in third world countries, don't lose their medical records, vaccine passports, and all that stuff. So what we did was we created this, let me get this right now, we created this injectable dye that goes under your skin, it has all the information on there. The researchers designed their dye to be delivered by microneedle patch rather than traditional syringe and needle. The microneedles used in this study are made from a mixture of dissolvable sugar and the something called PVA, as well as a quantum dot dye in the vaccine. So when a patch is applied to the skin, the microneedles, which are 1.5 millimeters long, partially dissolve, releasing their payload in about 2 minutes. And there it is. There it is. So Gates and Company, okay, this is not a conspiracy theory. Some say, what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and, you know, what's happening today? Oh, about 6 months. Okay, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is fact. So with that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And I should mention, lastly, Gen 6, if you haven't done so already, make sure you watch or order the DVDs for Extinction Protocols. I'm going to tell you something. That is more relevant today in July of 2021 than it was when it was done last month. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic, fantastic presentation of what's really taking place. With that, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. And I think it's really critical today that we cover the foundations that are destroyed. And this is what I want people to understand. Even while we're talking, and you were broadcasting yesterday, Rand Paul sent out an alert and a warning to everybody that the Democrats are going to try to ratify the UN Small Weapons Ban Treaty. Well, let me just tell you what that means. UN troops will be tasked with taking away the guns, and that will start a civil war. Dave Hodges has dealt with that. It's real. People are seeing UN Bearcats, armored personnel carriers, and they have the list of everybody's weapons everywhere. And that's a pretty profound statement. But concurrently with this, Doug, the whole world, the global reset is nothing more for the communist takeover and takedown of the world under the rule and reign of Antichrist, using the techno-zillionaires. I just want to come up with a new name for your show today. The techno-zillionaires who are complicit in the destruction of the American public, of the American people, of America's history, foundations, border, language, culture, as Michael Savage has been saying for 10 years on talk radio, probably longer. The attack upon the U.S. military, who are white. By the way, I put up an article today, the amount of U.S. servicemen who are committing suicide, who are white, is off the charts. It's absolutely the whites that have been made war on. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, a house divided cannot stand. A military in our condition cannot fight. And the problem is, Doug, is that people don't understand. There are so many events coming, and I want people to start thinking spherically. Get a basketball, and you know me, I don't know much about sports, but get a basketball and look at the writing on it. Let's say you get a basketball where everybody on a team has signed their names. You're looking at the basketball, but as you turn the basketball, you see different names. It's the same thing as you're looking at the world. Almost every news service from the beginning of television production always had a globe spinning, because the most important thing when news first started to be broadcast around the world by television at its early inception was a globe spinning. And this is a globe spinning out of control. And I'm not going to argue with anybody that wants to, you know, take on that. I mean, good night, Bezos and, Richard Branson have already been to space. And that's not the argument. The argument is this, is so much is happening right now that it's hard for people to understand that, Doug, it's like this. It's like a reverberation of the former United States of America blinds us to the true fate and state of the United States. We're being told, ladies and gentlemen, to take an unproven, unscientific, mutagenic injection, messenger RNA destroying, takeover, and take down and take out. I'm going to say this, take out of the human race. People have heard about transhumanism. They've basically, I've been preaching it for 25, 26 years, even before it was called that. But the point that I think we're at right now, Doug, is everybody needs a reality check. And I would say this. You can deny, you can use the words fear porn, you can use the word conspiracy theorist, you can use all the CIA buzzwords, but you can't deny what's happened. You can't deny the people in the military who have committed suicide. You can't deny the heads of the Pentagon and the, and I'm calling it that on purpose, and you can't deny the Secretary of Defense, who is so not worried about China and Russia and Taiwan and India and Japan that they don't see the forest through the trees. Now, what's critical, I think, that we cover today is this. The argument has always been, what happens first, a financial meltdown, World War III, a financial meltdown as a result of World War III? When does the Antichrist show up? When does all this stuff happen? And I'm talking about people who we have seen prepping the way of Antichrist. The Democratic Party and the Republican horrors in the I would say global communist movement, paid off by everybody you can pay them off by, have basically made war on God. Any spirit that denies Jesus Christ as Lord is the spirit of Antichrist. So we have become, in America, in my opinion, the nation of Antichrist. And what is going to happen is going to happen so fast and furious. For instance, Doug, I don't know if you ever had one, and I had a Wells Fargo business line of credit card, didn't use it. And 2 months ago, I felt I could get rid of this thing. I called Wells Fargo. They asked me, well, Mr. Quayle, why do you like not that? And I said, I won't say what I said, but I said, you have the worst customer service. You cannot even pay a bill online without knowing your last month's balance. I said, ma'am, I pay it off every month. Go look at your computer. Well, I'm sorry, I can't access that part of the computer. And I wanted to say, then what in the heck are you even, putting that you offer this service? So, Doug, Wells Fargo cut the credit line of hundreds of thousands of businesses. And some of them had credit lines up to $50,000 or $100,000. That's what small businesses do. Let's say when you're providing your book, at wholesale to book distributors or whatever, or booksellers, or me, I'm selling books, videos, and people use credit cards. But the point is that just basically gave the second shot against the middle class. You know, it's not enough to shoot you in the left arm with a mutagenic composition of death. Then they basically shoot you in the right arm. And then Bank of America, which used to allow its depositors to write checks on not only their checking account, but their savings account, just said as of August, I think, 15th, that all goes away. And then I was just informed today that J.P. Morgan is going to start really putting credit controls on people that artificial intelligence tell them are on the other side. They've already made it known. They're no fans of Trump's. They're no fans of Republicans. They're no fans of gun owners. We watched it happen when selective Visa, MasterCard, and other credit card providers said, you can't buy guns. You can't buy anything. And now, Doug, the problem is, imagine this, ladies and gentlemen, imagine you're getting paid for a product. You're waiting for finances to come in. My mustache itches. And you're waiting to basically wait for your income to cover your credit card debt. And you've built up points. I'm telling everybody, please, today, if you hear me, if you've got any points in your accounts and you can redeem them for food, go on any place that will redeem your credit card points on Amazon. Buy prep stuff with your points. And I know people, Doug, that brag to me. I'm sure you do too. They have 2 million points in whatever rewards program. Take them now. The rumor is those are going to go away no later than September. And I'm getting this stuff from people who are in that field. So JP Morgan is going to selectively. So the big five, the biggest five banks in the United States are running algorithm programs, are checking Facebook, and they have secret databases based on algorithmic profiles of all their customers. And it's way more detailed. It basically, Doug, you and I talked about it years ago when I said the reason big tech moved over to China was in order to get away with what would be totally illegal in the United States to only bring back to the United States when they were ready to take down the United States. Now, there's a mouthful. Go ahead and respond.
Say that again. That requires another. Yes, please say that again.
Well, I said big tech moved to China in order to develop the social profile algorithms,
right,
in order that they might be able to get away with stuff in China illegally, perfect it in China. I'm just detailing more Chinese citizenry to bring to the United States in their final takedown of the United States. And we have a social credit score going on us now, but we have a political correctness score. And when Kamala Harris and others have talked about killing up to 100, 125 million Trump supporters or Christians and Christians and gun owners. And so when you see this whole thing spherically, you know, what we're watching is a step-by-step cutting off of credit, cutting off of financial capabilities. And what's going to really, I think, strike home, I was told this morning, well, actually, my night and morning are the same. So if I miss the, I never mean to mislead anybody. But, you know, the point is that we're at this time where our credit and our access to funds are going to be curtailed in a big way. Also, I'm told there is a program, I don't know yet which parts of the United States, that are going to even mess with people's employment checks.
Yes.
You see, it's not the company that's writing you the check that's the issue. Don't get mad at your companies or even depositing. There's going to be selective tests. And Doug, this is a beta test to see how long people will put up with it. Will they put up with it 24, 48, or 72 hours? Most people don't know that if a bank is insolvent, according to the Fed, and the Fed is not a federal government agency. It is the international bankers that basically loan America's money. And, you know, it doesn't matter. The trillions are so high now, it'll never be paid back. But the interest rates they charge banks that are, let's say, short on cash. That's why ATM banks don't work, or ATM kiosks don't work for cash sometimes on the weekend, because they are too, how should I say this, illiquid. They have to have a percentage of deposits. If they don't meet the Fed standards overnight for, you know, percent deposits, they have to go to the Fed window. Two of the big banks are paying 25% overnight money and 20% overnight money.
That's when you know economics, or at least have a good understanding, that by itself is pretty frightening. So, this is something that you mentioned, the techs and biotechs going to China. And I look at this, and again, to me, from my investigative viewpoint, I look at this kind of like, okay, who are the suspects, if you will? Who's doing what? Who's involved? What are the motives? And what are the means and the opportunities that are given? Well, I go back just very quickly. I go back to Nixon, not really Nixon, but Kissinger back in the 70s opening China. And then fast forward from there, because that was a big deal for those people not born and not experiencing that back in the 70s. But that was a big deal, opening the China door. But what happened was the entire process, and Steve, you talked about this before, you had Bill Clinton in as president in the 90s giving away to the Chinese our technology, very, very important military technology. And of course, who's Bill married to? Hillary. Hillary serving as Secretary of State, along with, subsequent to, prior to, John Kerry. So, okay, you can see kind of the players, and you can see the structure of the globalist organization bowing to China. Now we've got this merger between, in my view, between the Silicon Valley, that once was Silicon Valley, now it's the Beijing, Bayou, I suppose, that have hooked up with the political infrastructure, as well as even the military infrastructure.
Correct.
The military, and you'd mentioned, and I've heard this too, about DARPA and such. Okay, so you've got the infrastructure of surveillance of the people that really the architecture was from the United States, given to or hijacked by China, but being used on Chinese as well as back on American citizens. And now you've got all of this Chinese influence. I think every single state, the state government, the county governments in just about every single state, as well as even some of the local concerns, government entities, have been infiltrated by the Communist Chinese Party or influence in some way, shape, or form. So, yes, we are following that Chinese model. And if you know that Chinese model, just like, for example, and this is just an example, you hear critical race theory being taught in schools. Well, where did that come from? Was that, is that something just happened? No. No, critical theory was taught. It originated back in the 1970s, taught by the Frankfurt School. And the basis for critical theory, which is the basis for critical race theory, is Marxism and Maoism. Okay, so, you know, so all of this is kind of coming together. And your economic points that you mentioned, who controls the economy? Well, the Fed here in the United States. But on a global level, the Party of Davos, of which, you know, is subservient to the Communist Chinese platform. And if you don't follow this, then you're going to be punished economically, physically, you know, and so on. So that's my view anyway. I don't know if I got it right or if I tried to throw in too much, Steve. I don't know.
No, you did you laid it out perfectly. Under Bill Clinton, the Communist Chinese were given the entire U.S. patent. Data banks of every patent for everything, including the secret ones. There are certain patents that are classified national security patents. They got them too. Doug, when I started on talk radio, I interviewed Sam Cohen. It's been so long ago, 26 years ago. I forgot his first name last time I mentioned him, but I was reminding myself of what he said to me. And people who listened to me started with me in those years, quarter century ago, talked about Sam Cohen. He was on my program, I think half a dozen times over probably that many months, and talking about when he was the inventor of the neutron bomb. The neutron bomb kills by intense neutron bombardment, but doesn't blow up buildings, and you don't have the residual radiation of any type of a fission weapon, F-I-S-S-I-O-N weapon. And it was the perfect weapon to checkmate the entire world. He was in the meeting when George Bush Sr. gave over to the Chinese, and the payoff was the Bush family was allowed to go in. This is from the inventor of the neutron bomb. He's passed away years ago. And he said, Steve, I wept. He said, I knew what it meant. And I would have talks with him for hours. Fascinating man. I thought, man, what a blessing, God. I get to hang out with such amazing men. But he said that was the end of the West. And Doug, it was. So that's a literal, and it's not an anecdote. And some people have been with me for the quarter of a century. No, that's true. But what you just laid out step by step, and for the record, there are 750,000 known communist operatives in the United States of America. Well, I couldn't know that until unless somebody had access to that. There's 1.5 million Mexico. There's 2 million total in Canada. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a nation that has like 1.35 billion people or something like that. And watch what's happening. Doug, you nailed the communist model. One of the requirements for the Trudeau treason trio is to basically get rid of Christianity. Where is the most prolific outside of communist China? Where is the most prolific persecution of Christianity? 45, maybe it's up to 50 churches being burned, pastors being drugged by the stormtroopers. And ladies and gentlemen, that's under order of Z, the evil one, XI. And I think it's important, too, that I got to remind everybody of this. President Z claimed that he was God and demanded that the Chinese Bible be altered, that he was God. He said over, this is true. You can look this up. He's made the statements. He's been persecuting the Christians. We watched the most horrible display of genocide against Christians during the Wuhan virus lockdown. You remember the screaming, people going mad. They were locked in. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, there's meetings right now going on, I am told, between the CDC and the different aspects of the intelligence communities talking about a monkeypox viral shutdown. And if that public doesn't swallow that, they're going to have an Ebola. They're going to orchestrate a weaponized Ebola release. Well, Doug, that's almost too much more than any of us can carry. And I want to say something. For the last year, I have been wrestling with God, how much should I share? And some people think that, in essence, they say, but that's just a fear monger. And I'm not defending myself in this. I'm defending the attitude of he who's got to fight a battle. You've got to know the enemy. You've got to know the enemy's tactics. And again, we used to be worried about war exogenous to the United States, meaning from outside the United States. We never realized that the, if you will, exogenesis of the takedown of the United States would be so traitorous by the techno traders, okay? By the the billionaire bayou. And what's in a bayou? Swamp creatures. Oh, gee, there's a combination there. Google has gone beyond Skynet, in my opinion. What we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, and we all watched it in real time. We watched, if you believe it was a total scam, if you believed it was a plan, if you believe it was bioweaponized, with the idea that the worst effects of the bioweapon would be the public panic worldwide to then inject. And I've always said this, so I'm not just coming this up, I just said, with a binary agent that is the finishing touch. And it's a time bomb, and it's called a mutagenic injection of messenger RNA. Anybody that knows the history of the vaccines, how about the gentleman that discovered messenger RNA? He's saying, whoa, 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 whoa. And then we're called anti-science. Anybody who's anti-vax is an enemy of the state. I hope 125 million people, and I do, Doug, listen to this show, at least initially. Somebody's, well, that's a big order. No, if people get it, ladies and gentlemen, the most xenophobic people in the world are the Chinese. Dave Hodges has cataloged, so has Jeff Nyquist, the plan to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. This isn't coming from, quote, the ether world of fear mongers. This is coming from the Chinese white papers. This is coming from the scientists who less than 2 months ago said, the United States, we already won the war. We launched our bioweapon against you. And so now people run out of panic and fear to get a shot that they're told, oh, if you just love your country, take it. The biggest mouthpieces in the world on the press that used to be conservative, watch them. They're going to shift. Everything's going to shift. All this is to vilify. All this is to make the anti-vaxxers, remember, the kingdom of lies, the kingdom of darkness, the shadow government, they all serve Satan. They all do. And Satan's not the Underwood deviled ham, you know, remember the commercials or the match dot, not match, I don't know, there was some, I better not say that, but there's a specific, what is it called? Oh, a site where, I call them hookup sites, but where you look for dates and mates, you know, social media, whatever they are, find a mate on the internet or
dating apps.
Dating apps, okay. Well, there was actually, did you see it? There was actually a group or a series of ads where Satan swiping through his cell phone in hell, the typical character of him, and you know, and plenty of women answering him. That's not it. Lucifer was the most bright and shining. He emanated light. I'm told his throne is the people who sell out to Lucifer believe Lucifer is God, and the God of heaven is Lucifer. They call him the Demiurge. They call him the evil one. They call Jesus the Nazarene. They cannot speak the name of Jesus. And so why this is all critical to what we're talking about right now is the fact that everybody who wants you dead, my brothers and sisters, your children, your grandchildren, they are serving a higher power and an evil so, how do I say, unimaginable. So back to my statement. What is fair, Doug? And I know you and I talk obviously often, and we share our thoughts and our hearts with each other. But as you see the acceleration, i.e. the UN small weapons ban treaty, obviously the vilification, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand? Terrorists run free. People, as Doug said, that burned down buildings that, you know, hurt law enforcement. They all got a blanket pardon by Biden. 450 people that were at a rally. It was no insurrection. And I say this. No, I can't say it. I'm going to say something. I can't say it. The people who claim to be Republicans and still are claiming that was an act of revolt, even that clown Bush too,
yeah.
You know, and by the way, there is a demon behind every Bush, you know, just for the people who, you know that statement. Some people say in the world of deliverance, well, you people that believe in deliverance believe there's a demon behind every Bush. Derek Prince said he had yet to meet anyone who was free of total demonic influence. And he basically used that. And I don't think he said demon behind every bush, but he said, if the church could see what God sees, they couldn't even begin to, comprehend the depth of that statement. So we've been sold out. We've been sold out from without. We've been sold out from within. The principals who are the presidents have made a personal piggy bank. And that now I got people, you know, when the pigs, they see us as pigs. When we run out of cash, when we outrun our usefulness, then Doug, you know what? The only thing left is to kill. And if there's anybody that needs enough organs, organ harvesting, what we've watched, and the United States is the biggest freaking hypocritical nation in the world, watching Chinese. Doesn't matter if it's Falun Gong. It doesn't matter if it's Christian brothers and sisters being euthanized and literally having their organs taken out of their body.
You know, the Epic Times did a, sorry for the interruption, but, I believe that the July 7th, issue of the Epic Times, they did a huge, expose about the organ harvesting in China. And this from an individual who provided security over there, without getting into who this was, except to say that he began in the mid to late 90s and watched this, but it's now to the point where it's almost like a factory. I mean, they have it down so well, you know, somebody's on death row or they pick someone up or whatever, bang, they kill them. They vans right there. They extract the needed organs or the organs that are desired, and they're gone like within a half hour, 45 minutes, however long it takes them to get it out, put it in a container and get it to where it's going. And there's big money behind this. And you had said something else earlier too about the demon behind every bush. And, you know, I see what you did there, but, you know, I've got to say, with what I've seen, and I don't want to make this sound self-serving, but with what I've seen with working with Russ and others, Craig Sawyer, just on the human trafficking side of things, the demons, or the, Satan worship, I'll put it this way, Epstein level stuff is happening on a local level based in Satanism as well as the, that's part of it. I mean, there's a lot of Satanism, intertwined with the local Epstein level, kind of blackmail. Okay. So Satan worship, Epstein level stuff, blackmail, compromise. This is all interrelated and connected, which it blew my mind to think about this because I thought it was just like an umbrella, you know, I didn't think it was that up close and personal, but it is. And again, with what you said about demons, you know, man, I haven't seen a demon personally. Well, maybe I have, but,
you've seen demons, Doug, and you've also seen fallen angels,
yes,
masquerading as humans. So yes. I don't mean to interrupt you, but yes, you have.
Well, yeah, right. Yes. And I believe I've stared a couple of in the eyeballs, or what were eyeball or supposed to be eyeballs. So, you know, I guess I said all that to say this too, because yesterday I was talking about the jab juice and all of the investigation that went up to that, the creation of chimeras and hybrids, which you were a quarter of a century, ahead of your time on that, or ahead of everyone else. Not to change subjects, but again, this is all interrelated because I believe there's an army of Satan inspired super soldiers, ready to pounce, and take the Christians down. You know, again, the commonality here is the satanic. And, I'm not using that lightly. I'm just saying that in addition to everything you're talking about, this satanic element here is so important, I believe, that you pointed out. So that's all I'm saying.
Well, Doug, too, and Eric, is I can't get a hold of Daryl, but as we're recording this, there's a major DNS attack going on right now. It's crushing the internet. This is very important for people to understand. Today's Thursday, and 30,000 sites are down and climbing. 30,000 sites are down and climbing. Mm. This is not a good thing. So, and I know Eric's listening, and obviously, ladies and gentlemen, we're podcasting right now, broadcasting. But Eric, if you would put that out on the satellite alert system, I think my guy went to the bank or went to pick up some mail or something. So I can't get that out right now. But I think it's important that we realize that this is the kind of information everybody needs to have in real time. And for the 100 people that are on the Galileo test, this is pretty important for them to know. So, you know, I don't know if you knew that, Doug, but it just happened.
No, I didn't. That's good to know. I don't know. I'm going to have Eric grow a third arm. But, yeah, that's going to have to go out. Do you know the source of that report? Was it internal? You're someone that you know, or is it?
Well, it's reported on Turner, but I had one of my people that monitors the accuracy. And right. she and she's a very, very gifted woman. I verified three of the list sites, did not need to look further. So the bottom line is, let me just tell people who it is. It's Home Depot, it's Schwab, it's Newegg, it's U.S. Bank, it's Costco, Discover. Oh, interesting. Credit cards, USAA, Southwest Airlines. So, you know, I'll send this to you right now.
Okay.
And you can see it. And then I don't have the I can't, you know, search the internet right now and everything. But people need to understand this is what's critical when the day comes. And I pray today is not that day. I think we're still a couple weeks away. I could be wrong. But when that happens and people try and get their money out of the banks, they can't get it. When they try and use their credit cards, they can't get it. You go with a shopping cart full of, whatever you're getting, and you try and run your credit card, and you know it's good, but it doesn't work. You then try and write a check. It that doesn't clear either. That's what I'm talking about, and that's why this time of this program is so significant. So getting back to, Lord, when is enough to get the people, up to speed on the true danger? And here's the disconnect, Doug. And you're a logical, sequential investigator. You're very good at what you do. You're very detail-oriented. But how do you get people to embrace the fact that people willingly took an unproven vaccine, and let's say the real number is twice as many people are dead as they're, you know, admitting to. I'm talking post-vaccine, not pre-vaccine. Because I believe COVID-19 killed so few of people, except without a whole help from a lot of governors who wanted to start the euthanasia return to Nazi Germany movement on the elderly. We all know who those guys are. But the point is, what is it? And I know you look at it. I know you think about it. We talk about it. What is it beyond deception, beyond the devil? But what is it that causes people not to want a heads up on what's coming their way, especially the people of God? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, brother. I don't have an answer for that. Deception, all the words I thought I knew I could use or even make up words, because there's nothing in my language, English language, that can even define that concept. And God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I know that scripture. But why is it that so many people with so much to lose everything? Somebody said, well, I don't have anything to lose. You do your life.
Yeah.
You do that, the future of humanity. I think that's the bottom line. Well, people who have been friends of mine, I just heard from one of a friend of a friend that one guy said he pulled away from me because he's a Christian, because I'm too negative and I produce too much fear. Well, that same man is probably the most prepped person in the world. So, that's okay for him to say. What drove him to prepare that way? And I mean truly prep. So answer the question, if you don't mind. I'm not saying, you know, demanding it, but you are a very private investigator. So as you consider that, ponder that, where's the disconnect from the people who are ready to be destroyed by whatever means at whatever time the hand is, and people say, well, God won't let that happen. Where was God in our lives when all the stuff we let happen? So, you know, that's a really important question, I think.
Well, I refer back to a book that was written back in 1978, Steve. Pardon me if this is kind of a long answer to that question, but I think it's important for people to understand where all of this tossing out common sense, tossing out thinking for oneself, and listening and trusting in a government that doesn't have a great track record. When do we start doing that? And how do otherwise apparently sane and rational people, perhaps maybe half of the population, maybe 45 to 55% of the population, say, you know what, this is a good idea. This is a good idea. I'm going to take this jab juice and, you know, it's, look, I know it's emergency use only, or maybe they don't, but I'm going to do it because I don't want to die. Well, okay, wait a second. What do you mean you don't want to die? Where did that come from? Obviously, the media plays a huge role. I would stipulate, Steve, that based on my studying of a 1968 book or a 78 book, mind behavior, or mental behavior, I'm sorry, that this has to do with a certain amount of brainwashing. And as I said yesterday and the day before, the most washed part of the human anatomy over the last couple of years, especially, but over the last several decades, has been the brain. The U.S. government is doing its best to brainwash the American people, I believe, into believing that, first of all, that everyone, regardless of upbringing, whatever, is they're equal to everyone else. Okay, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it's built into our education. It's built into our society. So once they put everyone on a level playing field, and if you follow me on this, the result is that the Big Brother brainwashing, so to speak, has been a decline in the morals of our society. Hold on a second. Especially in the younger generations and younger people. And the introduction or replacement is a philosophy that is antithetical to using one's common sense. In other words, it's a common sense of the state, or the sense of the state, meaning the government, be Big Brother, to replacing one's own common sense. So they're telling, essentially what's happened, I believe, over the longer term, is people have been conditioned not to believe their own eyes, not to believe their own research, but to believe in what the government tells them. And I think a lot of that is responsible. The media is responsible for a lot of that. The globalist is responsible for a lot of that through the media, through television, through movies, through commercials, through radio, through alternative broadcasts, not ours, but, you know, certainly alternative, because we tell you to think for yourselves. So all of this combined, I think has left a lot of people kind of brainwashed to common sense, if that makes sense. And that's a long answer to a short question.
No. And you're absolutely correct. And then here's the point I want to make, and that's absolutely correct. Bill Casey, the former director of the CIA, you can look up MK Ultra. I mean, God bless Russ. God bless you, Doug. God bless Craig. All you guys are out there fighting in the fields with stuff that most people would vomit over, you know, and yet all the critics, you know. May God literally give them a vision of the evil fruit of their tongues. May God give them a vision. But here, going back to Bill Casey, by the way, I talked to, Frank Dukes, D-U-X, you can look him up on the internet. I interviewed him when he came out with his book 15, 20 years ago, possibly, called The Secret Man. He was Bill Casey's former director and head of CIA. Bill Casey, you know, sent Frank all over the world. And I had such an astonishing behind the scenes look at the world of how intelligence agents interplay with each other or intermix with each other. And I'm not talking honeypots and stuff. I'm talking about how they work together if they have a common goal that suits both their purposes. Every single intelligence agency wants total control of what people think, their actions. And what you just said can be summed up in this statement. Thanks for reminding me. Bill Casey said, we'll know our effects at mind control have succeeded when everything the American people believe is a lie. Doug, I think that says it. But here's the caveat, excuse me. The caveat is, why are Christians embracing the lie at the expense of Jesus, who they're too frightened to mention his name, and they, in essence, by their actions, they deny. Coach Dave, God bless Dave, he wrote the best article on cowardice. Did you see Dave's article on cowardice today?
I did, yes. Fantastic.
I'll tell you, it's fantastic. And Eric, if Eric could put it up on the screen, he made a killer statement. I'll make it simple. He said, the Bible, the Word of God says that, you know, basically cowards have a fast track, I think, or an accelerated path to hell, you know? And again, I apologize for my nose. The point being is that we're at that point. And Doug, you answered the question that we don't think anymore. And that was one of the most famous, prominent statements. I believe it was either Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, or Goering, the head of Hitler's Luftwaffe, said it's a good thing for us that people don't think anymore. Well, it's impossible to think when everything that we get as data, as information, has been designed to keep anybody from thinking. Mindless trips into the trivial world where there's everyone's getting ready to slit our throats. And I love this statement. God bless you, Brother Dave. There is nothing in this world that is more repugnant to Christianity than cowardice. In fact, it is so repulsive to Jesus Christ that it's considered worthy of the death penalty. And if you scroll down, it's really interesting a little bit further. And here, thank you right there. What are we afraid of? When are you going to stand up and face your fear? When are you going to stand up and push back against the forces of darkness? When will you stand up and speak up? What's holding us back? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what's holding us back. We are more afraid of them and their threats than we are of realizing, recognizing, and accessing the Word of God that says, God, Jesus said, resist the devil, and he must flee from you. There are rules, and Satan's got to even play by the rules that God has laid down. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, look, I don't go out and handle snakes. I just deal with them on my email, okay? Somebody said, you guys have snake wranglers in Montana, don't you? I said, oh, yeah, they're parts of the state. But I said, everybody who's in the world of alternative news should have, an emblem that says snake wranglers. And interestingly enough, the fallen angels, their name for their headquarters, and I couldn't know this unless somebody told me, is the snake pit. Interesting, isn't it? Because they honor the original seduction, deception. I'm not saying sexual. I'm talking the seduction of Eve to get her to question God's word to her. So this is exactly what we are in a post-Christian society. The old gods are coming back. Christianity, basically because of its faith, the faith of our fathers, the faith of the men and women martyrs who stood for Jesus, they were the ones that took the world over for Jesus. And this generation is the one that gave it back to Satan. And only God. And I want to say the other thing. The hardest thing for Christians to accept this message, I believe that over the years, God has more than verified, subject to the critics, that I was given. No one could have. People, even Alex asked me on his show a couple months ago, how could you know what you know? And I said, I couldn't. And I shared with them. God gave me it, the panorama. I'm not trying to be religious. I'm the most irreligious person that's out there. And if you don't believe me, I could send you some emails. People are so offended over, any little, I guess, say, glimpse of humanity that they will absolutely, absolutely use that as an excuse for their cowardice. And ladies and gentlemen, the fearful, the unbelieving, and the cowards go into the lake of fire. And David Dobermeyer nailed it. I mean, he hit it out of the park. And I want everybody to read it and take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer and say, God, I'm a coward. If you are, if you're not, you don't have to do this. But if you're fearful, I understand these are fearful times. But I also know at the quote, King David, at the times I am afraid, I trust in thee. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Christian, the title of this podcast today, the foundations be destroyed. What must the righteous do? The righteous must absolute have a focused time of calling upon the name of the Lord to get your specific instructions from God delivered to you for how you are to lead your family. I have a brother named Lloyd. God bless you, Lloyd. And he's on the same track, Doug, as we are. But I've already seen surrender. I've already seen surrender. And you're seeing. Doug, would you have ever thought that Christians would take a poison and that the biggest Christian ministries in the country, representing millions of people, would tell them to go ahead and take the jab because that's what Jesus would do? I would like to remind everybody, Jesus is a great physician who went about healing all who were sick and afflicted of the devil. The mockery, and you know, I just tell you this, the Glyph Project is being put together right now. You know, all the research, all the stuff is done. But I'll tell you this, you know what the fallen, this is a literal message. The fallen angels are giving each other high fives, and we know the names of them. This could not have been accepted or even embraced if it weren't in the context of the end of the age, which we are now. They're saying, how easy is it? We never thought it would be this easy. And then they say the Christians don't even believe what they claim. Now, somebody say, oh, you're just making that up. Well, I'll show you the glyphs, and I'll show you the people who translate it. I won't show you them. They're already all around the world. You know, I don't mean to misstate something. But, you know, these are people that and why would God reveal this? Because he said there's nothing that's hidden that won't be revealed. I have one guy who's a Christian calling me, you know, that I'm an occult leading the equivalent of a Christian Nostradamus. Are you kidding me?
Wow, you know? That's a new one, Steve.
That's a new one, you know. And the people that are Nostradamus fans would just go nuts against that statement. So would I. But you see, here's the thing. Jesus said we do err in not knowing the power of the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to share something. I made a statement yesterday on my podcast. I won't tell you the context. I'll just only say this. I was talking before I came on my podcast yesterday about 10 o'clock in the morning mountain time. I was leaving my garage. This is important. And I felt the Lord said, Steve, my people using the weapon of their tongue against their brethren, the weapon of their tongue will turn to a trigger that will result in Christians murdering Christians. Now, you could argue with that statement, Doug, and I thought, well, why would I even get that today? You know, I mean, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And I know the scripture, the enemy of man's life will be those of his own household. Within 6 hours of that, someone on a forum was supposedly calling for a hitman to be hired to hit me. Then the guy tried to excuse himself. Oh, I just didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. People on the forum knew he was serious. Another guy tried to make, he was just, you know, figure of speech. Well, ladies and gentlemen, within 6 hours, maybe even 4 hours, that happened. And so why I'm saying this is this. Remember, there's nothing more antithetical. There's nothing more opposite the truth of Jesus Christ than the lies of the devil and those who claim to be his people more impressed with making an impression on the world. And Doug, it doesn't get any easier than this. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Let me put it into perspective. If you are a friend of the world, there is a war from God's perspective against you. It's not against his children. I want to make it clear. I am not saying that there is any appointment to wrath by the living God for those who are truly bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb. But what I'm saying is when I see men, hypocrites on an unimaginable level who are Christians and they have absolutely prepared and you know, I know the preparations because I saw a lot of it. And then say that, you know, well, I can't have anything to do with Quayle anymore because he's talking too much fear. Well, that in itself, I have to deal with that on a personal level. Just bless him, let it go forever.
But hold on a second, Steve. Okay. You know, to me, and this is an important topic, I believe, because or important to address. Peddling fear is soliciting the listeners to be and viewers to become fearful. Providing information is different than soliciting fear of listeners and viewers. In other words, you can say, for example, you can say what the news is, what is taking place right now, and the reactions. You've got no control over the reactions of the viewers and listeners. And where I see people, the biggest problem, I think, especially with detractors and people who say, oh, well, you know, this is horrible. You can't talk about that. You spend too much time in the darkness. No, wait a second. Giving this information over, you can't control the reaction of those people who hear it or view it. But what happens is the people who hear it or view it, at least in my opinion, are the ones that have succumbed to the fear that we are not appointed to, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. The truth. Okay, let's just take it. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The whole world lies in the evil one. Jesus said that. So if the whole world lies in the evil one, the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, that we better be seeking the power. That's of the Holy Spirit. That's not another day at the gym. And by the way, all of us need to be another day at the gym. That's not what I'm saying. But not by might nor my power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I've said to the Lord, and I said, God, you know, I've said this on your show. I it's a cry of my heart. I don't want the people to be slaughtered. And Doug, that's the bottom line. And can I say something? And then when everybody went to the vaccinators, and I want you to know that's my new word, vaccination, just put assassination and vax in the front of it, or an OR in the people, they willingly walked into an early death. Because even when we take communion, we're commemorating, we're remembering. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. But he said that, and Paul said, many are sick and go to an early death, sleep, because they fail to discern the body of Christ. I would say this, there is no teaching on what God has done. I don't have a resurrected body. I got a wrecked body, okay? And the bottom line is, I believe God that, you know, for my days, so shall my strength be. And Doug, you and I are both wanting to make sure people understand we love you guys for praying for us. Thank you for every intercessor. Thank you for the people that remember us daily, for the widows who are so faithful. And I say this, the kingdom of God is going to hold a lot of surprises when you see a group of the most faithful people on earth. They had no platform. They had no prestige, you know, and I rebuke that word, but they had no presence. Maybe that's better. But they had one thing. They had a relationship with the Lord God of heaven. They sought Jesus on behalf of others. And I just look forward to their crowns. I look forward to them reaping the rewards. And some of you are saying, God, Steve, I'm like 80. Why am I still here? And I said, I can't answer that because I don't know God's plan for you. But I said this, if you're a Christian, you believe your life is in the hands of the Lord, then you're here for a purpose. And I don't know if your last prayer on a Friday and God takes you home on a Sunday isn't the trigger point for a massive intervention of God on behalf of someone. God must first move in a person's life. God must first move on a person's life. I guess I could say on and in a person's life in order to move through that life. And when we've got a spiritual hierarchy of hypocrisy, I don't know how to make a word out of both those yet, but the bottom line is that what it does is it has robbed the people from the simplicity of the gospel. I'm grateful, Doug, that you and I and your platform, if it weren't for you, I couldn't be making this statement, but I'm glad the Lord raised your platform up. So when I say to my brother in Australia, Adam, or New Zealand, or I say Kid Yowie, Australia, or I say Stefan, or I say Anders, or I say Lita, and I'm starting by the grace of God to memorize the names of every single person that I'm capable of that's outside of this being touched for Jesus. Doug, by the way, one of our brothers who's a Viking, I mean, he's a descendant of a Viking, and he said, Steve, if I came over your country, I would fix some problems for you and Doug. I said, God bless you. He did. And he said, my history would demonstrate I'm not empty talk. Well, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But I also said on that, I said, Lord, thank you for the heart of my brother. Thank you for the heart of a warrior. We need warriors. If Dave Dobermeyer, if I were to say Dave, you know, if he, I could say his ministry, when I think of his name, I say, thank you, God, for raising him up. Pray for him, ladies and gentlemen, to raise up men of God.
Oh, amen.
Because, Doug, when you guys go into the field, and I'm being shared stuff, and I know what to say and not to say, but it tears me up. And so I get tired of meow men, and I get tired of sanctimonious, religious-spirited, pious frauds who are basically, always looking for something to fault, always looking for some way to elevate themselves at someone else's expense. And you know what? I looked at a dissertation, or I don't know what a dissertation is, a thing back and forth between two people fighting over, a certain platform on the internet. And I go, Lord, why would anyone want to be a part of that? Why would anyone want to subject themselves to that? And of course, it's in a Christian framework. Yeah, of course. I said, there's something lacking here. The bottom line for every Christian listening to this, who is now and will be brought in the kingdom, your allegiance, your love, and your protection, provision, everything, your help is in the name of the Lord, not your brothers or sisters. Now, look, I believe in godly fellowship, and I know the scripture for it. But ladies and gentlemen, Doug and I have said to you that we have to tighten our circle of trust. And there's no one, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be arrogant. I just got 26 years of experience trying to keep anybody out. And somebody says, I want to really get close to you, Steve. And so I said, you can't. I'm sorry. I will present the Lord. I will give you everything I can give you. But, it's important. By the way, I just got it. Doug, I'm looking across my screen. I just got an email from my attorney, who I told last night at 2 o'clock, you've got to get a hold of me. I want you to, immediately begin a lawsuit against an individual calling for my, assassination. He apologized, but it's too late. He put it out there. So right now, that's why I'm looking off the screen. I'm not kidding. The bottom line is you and I and others have fought the fight of faith, but we will not just sit back any longer and let the devil's duos, or now, good night, it's like they're like whatever the fastest breeding animals in town. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you heard what I said. The word that will be spoken will be taken, and it will be acted upon. Somebody says, well, why is that a big deal? Look, if you point your finger, and I won't point it even at the screen, at someone on the street, that's an offense now. You can be arrested. So you mean to tell me somebody goes out on the internet, supposedly private forum, being egged along in a private matter that the individual, and by the way, I'm filing an action against her too. The bottom line is that people absolutely think that you and I and Russ and Craig and everybody will just sit back and take it. And we did. There's no longer any time to take it. You either decide you're on Jesus' side. That doesn't mean take my side. You either get on Jesus' side or get out of the way. Because, again, Doug, I do get angry. And I'm sorry. I don't mean that to be so apparent.
Yeah, Steve, I don't mean to interrupt, but let me ask. There are people who will say, well, I'm a Christian and I believe in Christians, but I don't believe in what Steve is saying, and I don't believe in what Doug is, or who, insert the name of the person here. Okay. Within the sphere teaching Christianity, or talking or acting or being Christians. My question, I guess I lost my train of thought there, and you can go ahead and make fun of me, folks, for me losing my train of thought, but I guess the environment in which we find ourselves, the Christian versus Christian, how do we stop that without actually physically or legally stopping that? Because it doesn't seem like we're ever going to come together, does it? The Christians who truly Does it seem like the true Christians or Christians are ever going to come together? I shouldn't say true, just Christianity, or as Christians, are we ever going to come together and say, you know, Jesus is Lord, God is my Savior, and everything else doesn't matter. I don't want to be first in anything. I don't want to be recognized for anything. I just want to be part of that, you know, Jesus Christ is Lord, God, and Savior. And that's it, period. Everything else really doesn't matter in terms of the dogmatic beliefs that one might hold. Do you know what I mean? So how else can we stop it?
And there's two types of unity. Even the disciples, before the book of Acts, before they were told to tarry in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father, the anointing and the empowering of the Holy Spirit, they were still fighting amongst themselves who would be greatest in the kingdom. Until the people of God get a glimpse, a what I call transformational encounter of Jesus Christ, and identify the enemy as the devil himself, even the parable of the sower and the seed that fell into good ground. And, you know, you try and plant good seed, and every farmer knows you got to be on the lookout for weeds. To answer your question specifically, it will not come by intellectual agreement. It will only come by a moving of the Holy Spirit, where everybody's eyes are on Jesus. Everybody gets empowered to preach, to manifest. And when I say preach the gospel, I want to make something clear. I'm talking about with signs and wonders. I'm talking about with miracles. I'm talking about that which people quote, the glory of the latter will be greater than the former. Show it to me. Well, they have an outbreak here. They have an outbreak. I'll tell you what one of the greatest moves of God is when the Christians in China, even now, 150 million of them, pray daily that God will remove Z and remember, now listen, and remember his slaughter of Chinese innocents, even if it costs every one of them their life. I didn't know this. I know we, and you know, you have a copy of it, and don't put it up, Eric. Do not put this up. But the bottom line is, someone who interfaces with the church in China, I want to share this prayer because it's really important that people understand. This is the prayer that 150 million Christians, this got out to the people I know that are involved through third parties. I couldn't tell you who the people are. I don't want to know. I never want to know that. But here's what he said. Here's their prayer. I'll read it word for word. This is 150 million Christians praying this prayer daily. Dear Lord Jesus, as your children and by your precious blood, we claim China for your majesty and glory. If this means, Lord, that we are to die for you, that is okay. But our prayer is that the evil of Z is destroyed for claiming that he is God Almighty. We ask this in Jesus' name and by his precious blood. Amen. Doug, there's the true heart of God. Look, we sat in the West. We sat in the West. I personally apologize, Lord, for not seeing it, what the persecution that was going on in China. For my brothers and sisters, I can honestly say this. What I see, you don't have to believe me. But if you think you can sit down with a cluck party, that's a quote, a Christians women prayer group, or a this, that, or the other prayer group, and start gossiping, watch the fight break out. Watch the fight break out. It won't start immediately. But I mean, I have friends that had their wives take vaccines without their husband's knowledge.
Yep.
And somebody said, well, what would you do in that case? I'd say, that's a call between God and I. But I certainly wouldn't be hugging and kissing my wife anymore, let alone having marital relations, and I certainly would wonder, did she ever really believe I was the head of the family? Because a husband's primary goal is to protect his wife, his children, to fight for his family, as Nehemiah commanded in Nehemiah 4, maybe 14. I'm just guessing that. But the bottom line is that to fight. I've quoted that so many times, fight. It doesn't say lay down and die. If it was God's will that everybody lay down and die, Jesus wouldn't have come to redeem you. If it was God's will that you lay down and die, he wouldn't say, fight the good fight of faith. If it was God's will for you to lay down and die, he wouldn't say, to them that overcome will I give a crown of life. If he told you it was his, you know, I mean, come on, you guys, God is consistent. It's only his people that are inconsistent. Well, God is love, Brother Quayle. Yes, he is, but he's also holy. And the thing that robs America right now of a revival is thinking in their sanctimonious self-pride that God has no reason to bring judgment on America. You tell me what you see going on. And Doug, I went and filmed one of the most famous geologists in the world on film, and I'm doing a movie right now. And seriously, it's so important to me. It's, and this is to sell anything. There's nothing to sell. Mega drought, vanishing waters. And three of the multiple PhDs and the smartest people in the world, they're so worried about this drought. Someone says, it'll all turn around. It has nothing to do with climate change and carbon footprint. It has everything to do with climate manipulation, but also the judgment of God. There's a scripture that says, God taketh the wicked in their own devices. And ladies and gentlemen, God also gives nations rulers after the nations, in essence. A righteous nation gets a righteous ruler. But look at America. Can you say this is a righteous nation? Look at the crumbling foundations. Can you say this? But to a man and to a woman, the most famous, they're recognized worldwide as the top. These are not second. These are first tier level. They're so worried about this. And just yesterday, and I was on your program, and some guy called me an effing liar, okay, warning about Lake Powell and also Lake Mead, and taking me to task. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I go down there and I see, one of my film guys just sent me an email today. Steve, we just got back the Columbia River Gorge and the Snake River. People, water is everything. Water is life, and the power. Lake Powell Power Authority said they may have to shut power down to the West Coast. Power is one thing. Lake Mead, I don't know the level yet, the true level, but they're within weeks, if they don't get any rain, of having to make some of the hardest decisions in the history of Lake Powell, in the history of Lake Mead. So Doug, this is, I think, the thing that I want people to understand. We have got to wake up and see that everything that is called the world is at war with us. And the bankers, what I started the program today with, you better pay attention. And then to have, and I'm not kidding you, to have the email sent to me that 30,000 DNS sites are down and climbing. And that's maybe what we experienced at the beginning of your show. Who knows? But the point is what more can you say? What more can I say? What more can you say? All we do is say what God gives us for a given day, knowing that there's a given day when everything we say goes away.
Well, if I can just interject a couple of things here, going back to what you said earlier, Steve, and I don't want to cover or rehash anything, but it amazes me that the Christians in China are actively fighting this very oppressive, very antagonistic and very murderous regime in China, and they're doing so without the interfighting that we see here in the West. In my view, the West has experienced this softening up, this conditioning process, and that conditioning process has given way to an indoctrination process. But that aside, if we had the, and I do believe we're going to see it, the oppression here in the U.S. that they had in China, those people who are infighting and really, you know, proclaiming to be a Christian, yet are taking other Christians to task for things that do not really are not requisite of salvation. That to me is the epitome of an ego getting in the way of one's faith. That's number one. Now, number two. While we were talking, while you were on the air, another alert by way of Galileo. Folks, the Galileo system, go to stevequayle.com, go to hagmanreport.com, check out Galileo, check out Satellite Phone Store. In addition to the internet sites, this major DNS failure crushing the internet. In addition to that, Steve, what you were talking about earlier, and this is extremely important, I think, satellite over western desert of China revealed a massive nuclear missile range. China has added 100 intercontinental ballistic missiles. Okay, so this is kind of what you said at the beginning. Not kind of. This affirms what you had said in the beginning with respect to China. And, Steve, you know, hold it right there just for 1 second. We're not going to take a break. However, I do want to say you're listening to the Hagmann Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's Hagmann Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Before I go any further, I want to thank our corporate sponsors, including Policy Genius. Policy Genius, oh, man, I'll tell you what. You know, look, folks, we're dealing with a lot, right? We're dealing with a lot today. And, you know, we have to make sure that if someone relies upon our financial support, we have to make sure that they are taken care of in the event that, you know, in the event of our death. It's easy to put this stuff off. It's not really pleasant to many people to deal with, but it's a requirement if you are a Christian, if you're a conservative Christian, if you're a parent, business partner, whatever. But the fact of the matter is you've got to deal with this, and the sooner you do, the better. Policy Genius. Right now, you need life insurance. Policy Genius makes it easier to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. So why compare? You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to comparable policies. The licensed experts at Policy Genius will work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. And I'll tell you what, as a former captive agent in a former life, I can say this, you know, captive agents love to upsell you in insurance and take you on different places that you don't need. Policy Genius has got a service, the kind of service that earned Policy Genius an excellent rating on Trustpilot. It's really getting started is extremely easy, and here's how to do it. First, go to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. That's right, for free. Policy Genius never sells your information to other companies, and Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. Now, here's what you have to do. Head to policygenius.com right now to get started. Get started right now. Do it right now. Don't put it off. Policygenius.com. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. My guest right here on the Global Star Radio Network is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com for Extinction Protocols. You need that. I'm telling you, what a great conference, and what a great, really influx of information that they provided. So do that. gen6.com for Extinction Protocols 2021. And Steve, I don't know if that's the last one you're ever going to do, but if it is, that was a doozy. So thank you for doing that.
Well, Doug, thank you. And thank everybody that has been so faithful because of the conference attendees and everything that's gone on, I think the volume of information has been second to none. And this is not flattery. I fear God too much to flatter anybody, let alone allow it to be said of me. And I mean that. The point being is that we have a massive amount of data. The scripture says that knowledge is going to run to and fro, and if you can't keep up with it. But what we need is God's wisdom to know how to appropriate all the knowledge, all the wisdom that's out there as it relates to the end of the age. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you understand. Imagine the horror of I better spell it right, H-O-R-R-O-R, not the political whores, W-H-O-R-E-S, but the horrors of people going to their faucets, and they turn the faucet, there's no water. That's already happening in Klamath Falls, Oregon. The aquifers have not been replenished. Those are the underground reservoirs. Again, is God orchestrating this? God turns wicked nations over to themselves, and then he brings wicked nations against each other until he steps in, and you're seeing everything in the Middle East. Doug, just to put things into perspective, We're now seeing India telling China if they make any more threats or make a move, and China has moved a whole lot of material up into the Ladakh region, you know, up the Himalayan border. And India told them point blank, our hypersonic missiles are aimed at Three Gorges Dam. People don't realize this. Russia and China have been fighting over the Russian freshwater sources. Putin, you don't hear about that in the press. Guess why? Because the press is owned by communists. Yet there's also recriminations and actual battles going on that you'll never hear about. And I couldn't know about it unless someone said, you need to know this, Steve. Japan was threatened with nuclear annihilation by Xi himself, Xi wannabe Gotti, okay, the premier of China. And China said, and basically Japan said, we're going to hit you with what we've got. And Xi knows what Japan has, not all of it. Japan has the quietest submarines in the world. Now, there are rumors out there that Chinese nuclear submarines have disappeared. There's rumors out there that there are dogfights between China and Taiwanese pilots. And, you know, all I'm telling you, people, ladies and gentlemen, there's always been rumors of war. This is active. It's on now. One wrong step, one misstep in Crimea, and good night. You know, I think there used to be a word, criminy. I don't know what that means, but it was like, do you understand what's going on? And the thing is, the British just announced they only have one of their destroyers that's seaworthy. And then that one's not even known for sure. And then we have the situation of the provocateurs. I want to make this clear. The globalists seek World War III. They want World War III. In my opinion, it'll be over probably quicker than any of us think. Not because we're all dead. I don't mean that. But the bottom line is they needed to bring on the man of peace. Look at all the problems now the world's having. Problem. If I initiate the problem and I have the solution, oh, in this case, it's a Wuhan virus, and I just so happen to have the PCR nasal swabs moved to anal swabs. PCR was never meant for that. Kerry Mullis himself, the Nobel Prize winning chemist, said that was not used for that. And by the way, the gentleman I interviewed was with Thomas Brock. Thomas Brock is famous for the discovery of the thermophile bacteria called Thermus aquaticus, TAC4, which Kerry Mullis used to invent the PCR, most famous invention in the world of biochemistry in the last 100 years. That's what it was hailed as. So, you know, in going the extra mile, Doug, I want people to know that there is a pedigree to the background of statements that are being made. And when you talk about India, nuclear superpower, hypersonic missiles, when you talk about Taiwan, and Taiwan did inform China to their surprise that Taiwan has nuclear missiles too. I bet you Xi thought, I should have known that. After all, I'm God. How about Japan? And how about the U.S.? We've moved so many fighters and bombers, the B-2 stuff, even the secret stuff that most people are seeing. I just posted a story, I think, on my website about the triangular-shaped spacecraft called TR-3Bs, three lights, one in the middle. The three lights fade out, and those things can jump space. People don't believe that. Well, you can't deny it. I mean, there's getting to be some really good stuff. So the war is going on, but the war that's coming, no matter what goes on in Japan, no matter what goes on in India, no matter what goes on in the Chinese-Russian border, no matter what's going on in the Antarctic, they're coming to kill Christians. And they're saying they're going to bring the UN troops in. Most people don't understand the United Nations Security Council. Gee, guess who two ranking members are? The two ranking members? Thank you, Eric. That's a TR-3B right there. And it's not a TR-4. I can't tell you the differences, but the bottom line is that's exactly what is going on. But what people have really got, and only God, listen, here's the other thing, Doug, the answer that I asked you to respond to, only God can take the veils off his people's eyes, the scales off his people's heart. The scales are what's true, what isn't, what isn't, you know? Well, let me go run to Sister Loudmouth. Oh, no, let me go run to Brother Dragonmouth, because one blast of his, a flammable breath, and you're on fire. You're torched. Oh, That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about recognizing your enemy. You cannot fight a war. And yet when you yield to your enemy, and I've asked this question, here's the answer I've been given. With the Biden administration and the Republican traitors sell out to China, if China were to give the United States a nuclear ultimatum, would the U.S. at this point capitulate?
Hmm.
Do you want to guess the answer to that?
I would have to say that we would not. We would take the standoff approach. We're going to sit this one out.
If they said you either capitulate, and I'm going to make it harder for you.
All right.
You either capitulate or those 100 new ICBMs. And look, we have some defense. I used to speak to guys that were high enough up. They never had to make the statement, well, that's above my pay grade. I've never been in the military. I literally prayed, God, this is true. See, I'm sharing stuff that people got to know. I don't know the military general. That's higher than my pay grade. I said, Lord, give me somebody that can't make that statement. And lo and behold, God brought them to me. Well, how do you know they weren't just, you know, soliciting you to fake you out? Because fortunately, I know a lot of stuff by the grace of God that I can check authenticity out, you know? And the authenticity, now I've missed some of the stuff. Like somebody says, well, you post, you know, certain sites from certain sites that he's always wrong. No, he's not always wrong. As a matter of fact, he's right most of the time. But Doug, we're at this point now. I call it Flashpoint America.
Yeah.
Flashpoint. False flags. You know, they're coming to take your guns away. They're coming to blast you. They're coming to inoculate you. Shot in the arm, shot in the head. Either way, you end up dead. Now I should rephrase my original statement. Take the shot in the arm or you get the shot in the head. And basically, at the end of the day, they don't care. They want you dead.
But that's, you know, again, that's a form of you control one's environment, in my view. You control the environment of the people, and that includes what they hear, what they, you know, what, or what they're allowed to hear, what they're allowed to see, the information they're allowed to get. And then you soften them up by controlling their environment. Then you indoctrinate them. And the indoctrination here is, well, you know, you, by being a selfish, unvaccinated, as crazy as that term is, individual, you're causing the deaths of many, many, many people. So, you know, you, meaning you and I, or the people who refuse that jab, are in fact killers, and that provides them the justification to imprison us, to push us into a camp, or just outright kill us because we, you know, we're a danger, we're a threat. And it's unfortunate, but many people, like you said, many people have succumbed to this delusion that is really not based in science. So I'm just saying.
It's the vilification of the righteous by the wicked.
Yes.
The vilification. The first thing was to identify. The second thing was vilify and nullify. When they say that you have no right, and here's what's happening, Doug. This is really critical. Just like Hitler said, Jews were non-humans, you know, and all of the things they said, they're going to make the same claim against Christians. Be self-serving, believing the God of I won't even say what they're going to say. But the bottom line is that would you not have stood up? And I want to ask people this who have taken the vaccine. There are people who have listened to us who have taken the vaccine.
Sure.
Would you have, had you known everything that's out there now, still taken it? And if your answer is no, I said, then why would you put yourself in harm's way? I believe there are preppers. I can't prove it. I don't know what percentage. I can't even guess. Who took the vaccine? Well, they've got perimeter alarms. They've got, you know, their kill boxes, the areas that they're going to fire. They've got, you know, they got everything. But did they ever think that it wasn't going to come that way? It'd come on a knock on the door. Well, here, we're here from the vaccination patrol, and we're here to kill you.
Steve, let me toss that question back at you. What about the people who would answer yes to that question? Would you, if you know what you knew, know now, would you have taken it? And I would have said then,
I would hope you would repent, but remember, it was an act of your will to take an unknown injection with basically lethal side effects that have, and if you were, and I would say this, Doug, if it was a pregnant woman or a woman of childbearing age, I would say then, are you willing to acknowledge that in your decision, you're willing to kill off the next generation. In other words, are you willing to take the vaccination and all the unknowns in order to make sure that human beings go extinct? Well, no, I would never do that. You just did it. And listening to Fauci, Fauci is absolutely, when he gives, and I won't use my fingers because, you know, I don't give the satanic sign, but he did. And then there was a picture in an article, I don't know who did it, of him giving the satanic sign in the Baphomet, okay? Well, gee, my new name for Fauci, by the way, is Baby Beelzebub, okay? Baby Beelzebub, you know? Or that's the best name I can come up with, you know? Maybe, you know, whatever. But, I mean, if he wants to give the satanic salute, then it's his. He's got to own it. Why? Well, you know, that's a peace sign. That's not the peace sign. Any more than the middle finger is, you know, have a good day, you know? It obviously isn't. The point being is that we're now watching, and please, I can't say this any clearer, the genetic assassination and the literal doing away with humanity, just as Jesus warned about. So I'm looking for the second coming of Jesus Christ, not Donald Trump. And I'm saying this again, there is no political solution. The supernatural evil cannot be met with a political bunch of whores, political piranhas on the Potomac of self-indulgence. There are few exceptions of men and few exceptions of women, but the majority of them is one giant pool of piranhas. They've eaten, they've chewed away at liberty. They've absolutely devoured productivity. They've been showered with bribes. They've been absolutely given the most, I would say on this earth, the most pampered and the most preferred treatment of anything, anyone, anywhere, at any time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, they're telling you that, hey, just go along to get along. What happens, Doug? Seriously, what happens if there's a bounty point? Not brownie point, but bounty point. And a certain politician, read between the lines, was told for every effective vaccine in his neighborhood, he gets, you know, whatever they're offering him, you know, or yeah. whoever they're offering him. That's really in play.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think of that in terms of this. The global elite, the people that are behind this big push, this global reset, this restructuring, you'll own nothing and be happy. You're going to be subservient to us because we know better. We know better than you. What I see happening here is they look at us as animals, okay? This global, this whatever this cabal would be, satanic cabal, global elite, they look at us as animals. And them as the tamers of the animals. And what they're most afraid of is the animals turning on their trainers or tamers. And, yep. You know, so they're going to, as you put it, capitulate and certainly work within that system and go ahead and get those bounty points, if you will. And, you know, that also goes for neighbors, friends, relatives. I'm telling you right now, you don't know who you can trust, and you can't trust many. I believe that to be the case.
Well, I believe this. It's time to throw the cliches away. One of them was something about keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah.
That no longer applies, okay? Keep out of any access. People will flatter. They will buy. They'll try and buy. I tell stories, people don't believe it. I was solicited 25 years ago because I won't even go there. I mean, for big money in those days, $100 million line of operating capital. If I just, you know, did certain things, I took it to the Lord and he said, don't, it'll cost you your life. The guy that took the offer ended up dead in South Africa in his Rolls Royce machine gun. It was like one of those stories, Doug, that only you could tell. I'm not a good storyteller, but when I tell the truth, people say, oh, you're just making that up. It's like this. People have a right to know. And you and I operate on that principle.
Yes.
We tell people what we're doing. And I want to thank, there's two people I want to thank, just public shout outs to Carol and the one that was, you know, pulling out of the forum, and also my brother Carlos. God bless you guys. I'll never forget, because Doug, there was people in there when people were, the guy that was supposed to, and Doug, I want to share this. There are people out there that defend you and I. And, but what I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, it's got to be going beyond that. We have to never make apologies for Jesus. And again, Jesus said, if you don't confess him before men, he won't confess you before his Father in heaven. Read the email that Dave Dalbermeyer put out. But here's the bottom line and the bottom line, okay? We're now seeing Doug Hagman and I are on this evening, July 22nd. One of the biggest cyber attacks, DNS attacks, internet attacks. And by the way, it came at the same time. Listen to this. President Putin gave the order to disconnect all Russian sites hooked into the internet. So is there something going there? Oh, it must be coincidence. See, this is what you do as an investigator, okay? And this is what has to happen. People have to start critically thinking. Again, let me give you an example. We're now hearing truck strikes being blamed in Britain for no food, or the trucking strikes that are going to come, not enough drivers, blah, blah, blah. That's all Bravo Sierra.
Agreed.
Those are all lies, bloody lies, and then, you know, the other kind of lies, total lies. The thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, I want you just to put yourself for, please, prayerfully 5 minutes. When this program's over, just sit and think about it. And think about, Lord, I tell people, go to your refrigerator. Go to your freezer. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go to your, whatever you've got in storage, whatever you've got in your pantry. How long will you last? And then ask yourself this. If a gallon a day of water is minimum per person, that's not counting, you know, maybe a spit bath or a spit shower, but then how long can you last? This isn't fear talk. It isn't scare talk. It's to get you. I can't, Doug, you and I, you know what we can't do? We can't save anybody's lives. Jesus saves their eternal life, but we can get them to ponder the ramifications. You could ask me a question. Somebody asked me the other day. They said, well, what would you say to the person that just wants to die? Mm. I would say this. I would say, before you make the decision to kill yourself, and by the way, I think I said it, my friend Ryan, who was like a second son,
yes.
Third son, and I told that story. But yes. Until you're touched with suicide, so many people are now taking their lives in the military, and they're white. Ladies and gentlemen, the military is psychologically launching the most sophisticated mind control program against the men within its own ranks right now. It doesn't matter if it's the Air Force Academy, doesn't matter if it's West Point, that's what's going on. And people who have the context of what the military used to be, remember this, the title of this story, or not title of the story, the title of the podcast, if the foundations are destroyed, what must the righteous do? Well, I think the most important thing is take a personal spiritual assessment. Yes. I think that's the most important thing. If you're holding unbelief, renounce it as unbelief and ask God to open his word to you so faith can once again in your heart. If you're holding unforgiveness, release it. When Jesus said turn the other cheek, he's talking about a personal insult. We used to see it in movies when somebody challenged somebody to do it, they slap each other, unless it was the Three Stooges. But when it comes to a statement of, let's say, denigrating Jesus Christ, denigrating God the Father, mocking the Holy Spirit, and you and I have people that listened to this show years ago and probably still do, doing that. The bottom line is there's a time, there's a payback. Two words, Ananias and Sapphira. They lied to the Holy Ghost. Quit lying to the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's, Doug, that's personal assessment time. And just to finish it out, the shelves go bare. They don't get filled up again. That's what I'm trying. If I could say anything, the most lasting important thing is this. You're enjoying the last of the last. And somebody said, well, isn't the last really the last? Yeah, but because people don't understand what the word last, it's like everything. Is everything minus one thing or everything plus one thing? Everything means everything. And everything is going to be controlled, and everybody's access to everything is what they want. They have assumed, the globalists, the Satanists, the Luciferians have assumed the role of God, and people are worshiping them by listening to their mandates. And that's the bottom line. Is your body the temple of the Holy Ghost as a Christian? Are you really believing God that you're a new creation, Christ Jesus? Or are you basically just saying, well, I just, you know, kind of a mental thing. Doug, I want to thank you for what you do, brother. And I want to thank you for giving me today, because again, it invariably we come on and we get something so huge, like the biggest DNS, the biggest attack on the internet. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why I'm telling you point blank, the day comes when we're no longer around and we're going to be taken down. So God bless, Doug, everybody. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
And that goes toward, we do have some time left, but you can go anytime, anytime that you need to. But I just want to mention that goes to our Galileo rollout, rollout from the other day. I don't think that we would have reached as many people. I mean, Galileo, sign on, satellite phone store, get one, because the day is coming, as you say, when we're going to be silenced, at least on the normal platforms. And I want to thank you for being a part of that.
How long do we have? I'm sorry, I'm watching the wrong clock.
Yeah, we have reset the program clock. So we've got, about 8 minutes or so? So whatever's on your heart.
Well, I think, too, what's on my heart, Doug, is simply this. I want everyone to start, and this is, I know some people say, well, take it to the Lord in prayer. Say, Lord, your word, the Holy Bible, tells me that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. All who call upon the name of Jesus, he'll no wise cast aside. All who call upon the name of the Lord, no matter what is facing us, and it's facing us, and I say this, it's so disheartening that the only thing we can turn to is God's encouragement. Jesus said, I've told you these things so that when they come to pass, in essence, you don't lose faith. What we're going to have, Doug, and this is, I hate it, I do. But we're going to have, we already got war within the church. We got war within fellowships. We've got people wanting to do this, do that, the other thing. We've got this faction of that. You know, if you're a good Christian, you get the vaccine. If you're a bad Christian, it goes on and on. And again, I want to appeal to people. I don't know where this DNS attack leaves, but the problem is with the day they decide to pull the plug, and I don't believe this is it, but the day that they decide to pull the plug, you can take this to the bank. It will be 11:48 Eastern Standard Time, 11:48 on a Thursday. By the way, that didn't happen today, but to my knowledge. But the point being, well, how can that
AM or PM? I'm just curious, or just a
little. I'm sorry. It would be, it'd be PM, because okay. Noon is 12 PM. Right. So, and there's reasons for that, you know? And again, I'm sorry. I said something. I misspoke. 11:38, 11 and 3 and 8 is 11. That's how I remember it. 11:38. And that was told to me by guys who are quants. I hope people understand what a quant is. The people that trade and set up computer programs that are so fast trading, buying and selling stocks and bonds and mutual funds and all this stuff, they know it's coming. And the rich, isn't that interesting? Everybody that's a gazillionaire is in their yacht, either in Greece, either in Italy. A few, I think less than probably 25, article, I think it was from Barron's, where it showed where all the yachts were moored. And guess what? They're out of Dodge, except for last week when they were all here at the Yellowstone Club. And then from the Yellowstone Club, they all flew in their Gulfstreams down to Jackson Hole. Why Jackson Hole, Wyoming? By the way, Jackson Hole, Wyoming is getting 60,000 people a day through it.
Really?
Duh. 60,000. You've been to Bozeman?
Right.
You know, I mean, Jackson's about, I don't know, one road in and one road out.
Right.
I'm talking about cowboys that named it. I'm talking about one road that's in, the one that's coming out of the park, and one road that's out, going out to, you know, the intersections where you can go to different parts of the country. But the thing is that they cannot feed that many people. 60%, this is really critical, 60% of the American population, working population, eats out one meal a day. That's what it was before COVID. The lockdown, the shutdown, the solitary confinement, that produced so many suicides that it just makes me furious. Yep. Beelzebub's little brother, you know, can't be happier, okay? Because at the end of the day, these people worship death. At the end of the day, Jesus is the only one ever claimed that he is the truth, the way, and the life. At the end of the day, Jesus said, believe in me and you'll never die. He was not talking about the first death, but he said, don't fear death, but fear him who, after you've died, can send you into hell. We're seeing now, Doug, one of the biggest stories, and I want to draw attention to this. People said, why do you get so involved in astroglyphs and hieroglyphs and all these glyphs? What relevance does that have? Because they just turned up the new Hittite stone with mysterious hieroglyphs. I can tell you point blank, how cool is God? 2 years ago when he started that project and all the people who volunteered to take part in that project, I should have a translation, I think, in the next 48 hours. But even the most sophisticated linguists in the world, guys who have been studying all the Babylonian empires, the Hittite empire, the Medo-Persian empire, linguists, guys, they can't figure it out. If God wants his people to know what's coming, how cool, how wonderful, how magnificent, how spectacular, how loving, how caring, how provisioning is our God to equip us for the times we are at hand. That's why that latest extinction protocols was so important.
I was just going to say that. Yep.
Yeah. Got you. The who's who in the world. It was, they were all given just carte blanche. And, you know, again, Mike Adams, I was interviewed by him the other day, and Mike says the same thing to me that I say to him. I said, Mike, never hold back. And he said, Steve, you never hold back. There's no time to hold back. For the night comes. In Bozeman, Montana, there's so many fires on the West Coast that it looks like night during the day.
Wow.
There's so many fires. And now in New York, you saw the story. All the fires moving to New York.
Yeah.
You know, the smoke. And ladies and gentlemen, darkness is going to cover the face of the land. Well, we got darkness. Yeah, I'm talking real darkness. We got the moon, you know, with so much fire in the sky, you know, the smoke at the right time. We have a semi-full moon, I think, and it's starting to get a blood red moon. Well, you know, look, here's the thing. The Bible says we've got the signs and the wonders. We see those. Modern man does not understand that what God has done for his redeemed. And that's why the jealousy of fallen angels and demons and those cohorts, they hate Christians more than anything. You know the number one reason? In all of hell, in all of the different heavens, those who hate God hate Christians because God did something when he created Adam and Eve in his image. And by the way, I'm one of the most, quote, I guess you'd say, well-researched people in ancient pre-Adamic times, and there are others who are following, but I'm telling you point blank, the evidence is going to blow people's minds, and it's coming out more and more daily, and nothing that they can bring out will, try and manipulate out, can shake our faith, because see, God has warned us ahead. But Doug, at the end of the day, at the end of this broadcast, everything I've said, everything you've said, everything we've said up until this time in all broadcasts, it's up to the people to take it and take it to the Lord and act on it. I'm telling you point blank, if I were someone out there and I live in the big cities and I found out 30 plus now 40,000, DNS server or DNS denial service attacks and the internet's down, blah, 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 I'd sure consider my cupboard, my fridge, and any provision I have in the garage. And again, Doug, God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much. And, again, it's an honor and a privilege to share with your Hagman listening audience. And Eric, again, kudos and thank you so much for what you do.
You know what, Steve? Thank you. May God bless you and protect you. When you mentioned about all the people gathering in their yachts, I know why you're not doing that. You can't find your second oar.
Yeah, there are people, Doug, that don't believe I have any oars in the water. Okay, and I don't believe I don't believe in rowing boat, brother. You know what? It's got to have four of the biggest engines on it. I have one thing: the more horsepower, the better. And I'm not talking about that which pulls a car. So again, blessings to you. You know, thank you very much.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you. All right, that was Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Folks, bookmark stevequayle.com. Please do that. Hang with me just for a few more minutes, if you don't mind. All right. God bless Steve for what he does and for everything that he has shown us and he's doing for us. You know, the Galileo Project, folks, you may think, well, you know, cell phone. I got a cell phone. I don't need a satellite phone or satellite phone. You know, it's always something with you guys. You guys are always pushing stuff, right? When I first heard about it, that was kind of really, I'll be honest with you, that was kind of my first thought. I thought, you know, man, I don't even like cell phones. And now I'm trying to, now they're talking about satellite phone. And that can't be cheap, right? The satellite phone store did really a great job on a deal for satellite time. And by the way, satellite time's not inexpensive. So what, the satellite phone store, satellitephonestore.com, as you can see on your screen, what they did for us, specifically for us, is to give away the cell phone and you get to sign up for a plan. All right. So I'm on board with that, because I don't like cell phones. I don't like to be tracked by them. You know, I just don't like them. And you can ask anybody who communicates with me, you know, why haven't you answered your cell phone? Why don't you answer a text? Why don't you, you know, what's wrong with you? Well, because I usually it's in the desk drawer somewhere and it's turned off and, you know, but this is going to be the difference, I think. And this is not a sales pitch. It's just simply the reality of where we're at. I really believe that, we're going to need an alternative method of communication to circumvent the, people who are trying to shut us up and to win against that. So this is our way of doing it. But now a couple of things, excuse me. Yesterday's hour, and I want to go back to that just momentarily because what Steve said here really fit into yesterday's hour quite a bit. And if you didn't see yesterday's first hour, I'd like you to go back. It's segmented. It's on our site. It's on Rumble. And please subscribe to us on Rumble. It's on Brighteon. But what's taking place here? Again, we're seeing the end game play out right before our very eyes. We're seeing that Rockefeller document that I spoke of yesterday. The way they talk about, well, this happened in the past. They talk about it as a past event. It's happening today. And that's so important to understand the context of the takeover, of this globalist takeover, of this great reset. And as I mentioned yesterday, all of these things are elements, parts of the MO of the globalists. They're also the tools, but the MO of the globalists. And now we see today billionaire depopulationist Bill Gates funded the creation of this vaccine passport tracking system way before this scamdemic happened. And the reason I'm really pushing this right now is because that fits. It fits within the context of yesterday, and it fits within the context of today. Because the way they're going to take us down, or one of the ways, one of the tools they have to take us down, is this. And don't forget, as I mentioned, and I think I might have even screwed up that that book, the name of that book. Hang on a second here. Let me pull this back up again. Behavior Modification, 1968 by Richard Chamelian, out of print. The fact is this. What they need to do, and this is exactly what they did during this scamdemic, was to isolate us. All right, was to isolate us and control our environment. I'm looking at this at some of the text of this book, but that is so necessary because that is to soften us up. That is it's kind of like being on a prison planet, if you will, or being in a prison and being thrown in isolation. All right. And you can read on the internet all of the nasties that happen as a consequence of that. So again, just step by step, as from an investigative point of view, you can see this playing out in real time. It's like watching a crime drama, sitting on your couch watching a crime drama unfold, except this is real life. So this is what we're seeing right now, today. And as I said, you've got, from basedunderground.com, Bill Gates funded the creation of a vaccine passport before the scamdemic. Is it a coincidence? No. It's a tracking system. And what are they going to do with this tracking system? They're going to incorporate it into or unveil it along with the jab to make sure that you won't have any trouble. In fact, this is going to be for your convenience. You won't have any trouble going into the store because it's going to read and they're going to automatically know that you have this jab. So you're not a threat to the common good. And I would just say this as well. If you read the leftist forums, the boards, the blogs, okay, they are calling right now, actively calling for the unvaccinated. They're calling for our imprisonment. They're calling for for us to lose our banking privileges, our shopping privileges, our privileges to travel. And we see this happening in some respects. And you may say, and we would be correct, well, wait a second. You know, our state is against vaccine passports. I get that. I certainly understand that. But when you have, once more, when you have an environment where the globalists control the world environment, that includes the states, that includes the countries overseas. And Karen from Rome, God bless you. Great to hear from you. Thank you for viewing and listening. But when you see what's taking place and you start connecting the dots, you can see the walls closing in. I've never been one to say, well, you know, I really think this is kind of like the end game here. I really think this is kind of, we're at this last stages, at the last stages. But I am beginning to be convinced that really we're about ready to hit the wall or go into the abyss. Right now as well. And I just saw this on just a great forum. This is one I frequent. It's patriots.win, where many people on Fox, many of the Fox anchors and people who's speakers on Fox are saying, look, don't be selfish. And the conservatives as well. There's over the last 24 hours, this push by conservatives to get this vaccine. Okay. Ben Shapiro. Well, okay. Conservative. I don't know. You tell me. Kind of depends on which way the wind's blowing. But, others as well pushing for this. Why the big push? The last thing to taking over our money with what Steve had said. You know, the Democrats vow to push, and it's no longer Democrats versus Republicans. It's communists versus everyone else, the non-communists. But right now, again, this is important in my view. Right now, the left is vowing to pass a $4.1 trillion bill if the bipartisan, in quotation marks, infrastructure bill fails. Why do I bring this up? Because this, in part, provides the funding for the takedown from within. How does that do it? Well, there's a lot of gears and cogs and things built into that. But it's not about infrastructure as we know it to be. It's not about the roads and bridges and tunnels and waterways. No, no, no. This is about shaping society. All right? This is about getting rid of the non-green things and, but shaping society. And a lot of this is about shaping the narrative publicly through public venues. And I know that there's people who have signed on to this as well. Not this particular bill that hasn't been passed yet, but the other bills to promote the very thing that they say they're against. But for, whatever money. And I guess that tells you how much, what's that old saying? we know who you are. We just haven't determined the price. That's what's going on inside the conservative world today, much of that today. Not all, but much, or so-called self-proclaimed conservatives. So with that, I'm going to leave you with this. With the first hour yesterday in today's program, put those together and see if it all makes sense to you as I laid it out yesterday and as Steve pretty much laid it out today. See if it all makes sense to you. And lastly, please pray. Please pray for Russ Dizdar and his team. He's got just a wonderful, fantastic team. Please pray for us and our actions with and our integration with Russ, because we're up against some pretty formidable things. I'm not going to get into it, but I'll just say this. Satan's working overtime. Satan's working overtime. Folks, I want to thank you so much for your support. May God bless each and every one of you. That'll do it for me tonight. God bless. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Folks, have a great night.